Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's up? Give me a call, baby. Thank you.
You are now listening to the Frocast, presented by NappyAfro.com.
Tune into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, presented to you by NappyAfro.com. This your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky. And the last AKA, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. I'm now joined with my lovely co-host to the left, the elegant, the wonderful, the problematic, yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? This is your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ, everybody, she's in the fucking building. Queen Germ, how you week been?
It's been pretty good so far, so good.
Okay, okay. Sound like you a little bit, your cold sound a little bit better.
Than
you
I think it's more so allergies.
We're going to go allergies. Nothing, and not this little switch. It's a lot of people cold, right? Getting sick right now because of this switch of the weather. It's hot,
cold. I mean, we can go with whatever, but I'm feeling better, and I'm glad you noticed.
That's good. I noticed a lot of things, Queen Germ. I noticed a lot of things. But as always, don't forget, you can like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast by looking us up on iTunes for the Frocast. You can follow us on Instagram at Frocast. You can follow us on Twitter at Nappy Afro. The main site is always NappyAfro.com. And if you just want to listen to the Frocast, you can go to Frocast.com and listen to the shows. Don't forget, you can stream us on Spotify now. And, you know, Get your Frocast listen on any way you can. Google Play, iTunes, all that, man. We out there. We out here, man. So if you look for the Frocast, you can hear it if you can find us. And you can find us because we're every fucking where. But other than that, man, let's go ahead and get to the show. I've got a couple topics on the docket this week. Almost forgot. You can always call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail and we'll play it on the show, like all those beautiful voicemails you hear at the beginning of our shows. You know what I'm saying? But got all the pandering out the way. Let's get into this outline. What's on the docket? First up, we recently had Voting Tuesday, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we had a guy in Mississippi. He's a nurse. And he went to go vote, and when he went to vote, he had a shirt on that said, I'm trying to think what the shirt said.
Mississippi.
Justice or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, it was. And it was a Confederate flag with a noose on it.
Yes.
So.
And yeah, Mississippi, the man lost his nursing job after he wore a violently racist shirt to vote in the midterms. He's a registered nurse and former police officer, and his employer subsequently fired him after an investigation. Ashley Parker was in line to vote on Tuesday when she noticed a man in front of her wearing a t-shirt with the Confederate flag, the image of a noose, and the words, Mississippi Justice. It was racist and terrible, and I hope no one saw it. I wish I had said something, but I held my tongue because I didn't want to give him any attention, she later wrote in a Facebook post about what she saw. So you held your tongue. See, white people. If you really want to be an ally, you can't hold your tongue right there. You have to say something, okay?
How you know she white? You say that somewhere there?
Yeah, it had to be white. Because she was comfortable enough that it bothered her not saying nothing. Niggas would have said something. Oh, hell no. Nah. This nigga up in here, they would have been all up in the polling place cutting the fuck up.
You if think
they
so? Were
black. Oh, I know how black people act.
I'm saying they might have felt like if they have been the only black person in there, like, shit, I might not need to say nothing.
Okay, so she said she watched a man walk over to what she said was a voting machine, and at that moment, another voter who was disgusted by what they saw began taking photos. When I saw him, I wanted to say something, but my mom was like, don't say anything. So I took a picture and posted on Facebook, Rashad told BuzzFeed News by phone. So who was Rashad? Oh, okay. He asked not to be identified by his full name because of safety concerns. He later deleted his Facebook post. Okay, Rashad, quit being a scary-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, I know your name. I know you black because your name is Rashad and the way you spelled it. R-A-S-H-A-U-D. Oh, that's black. And
really?
Yeah. Rashad's post quickly
so
became...
So Ashley spelled like that?
Ashley. Yeah, that's a
that's
white.
That's a white
spelling. Yeah, like Slay. That's like, she spelled it like Slay. So okay. That's white. And then, you know, black people, I Ashley going to be spelled totally different. Okay. Like Ashley with just an I, Ashley with two E's.
Okay.
You know, or just the normal spelling of Ashley.
Rashad, who's to say what's normal?
Yeah. Rashad's post quickly became attracting comments and shares. He also shared the photo with a friend who posted on Twitter, where it quickly went viral after the friend added an incorrect claim that the man in the shirt was a poll worker. He's black.
Exactly.
All this misinformation, those are niggas.
Don't do my people like
yeah.
that.
I mean, first of all, it's Mississippi. So I'm going to say that's par for the course in Mississippi. So maybe everybody, like, because if you walk up in certain polling places with that shirt on, they're not going to let you in. And if he was okay walking in that polling place and they were okay
letting him
walk in there with that on, like I said, it's Mississippi. And let's see what part of Mississippi this man was in. He was in Olive Branch, Mississippi. I don't know. I think that ain't too far from Memphis. So, you know, maybe Dr. Abrasive might know this nigga, because Dr. Abrasive, he's in the Memphis metropolitan area, you know what I'm saying? So maybe Dr. Abrasive know this nigga. Dr. Abrasive, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm glad Twitter does not play when it comes to this bullshit. They got this man up out the paint. They found out, people was searching on the registry for this man. They found this man. The witch hunt wasn't that long. They got him up out of there, and he's fired. And I'm pretty sure he will get hired by somebody else because, you know, racists like looking out for other racists. And they feel like he caught a bad deal because, hey, this is his free speech. He could wear a shirt that says that. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's cool and all, but, you know, we also have the right to get your ass up out the fucking paint. Where is Mississippi Justice? A noose? Like, come on now. Like, who even made this shirt? I bet you these shirts are selling like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah.
On the racist market. I'm pretty sure they're selling like hotcakes.
I'm talking about they buying them, the kids wearing them and everything.
Yeah. I mean, dude, like, come on, man. I'm just confused. As why you feel like that was okay. Mr. What was his name? I think they Clayton Hickey. oh, my God. Clayton Hickey. Then that's a name for your ass. Wow. Regional One Health fired his ass, so he ain't nursing no more. Now, I mean, that would make me wonder, like, if you this kind of guy, like, maybe you didn't want to help some black people that you was nursing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and you don't, because also, if you kept reading in that thing, it says something about he was once a police officer.
Ooh.
And the reason why he got let go as a police officer was because he had a 17-year-old girl with an open container. So they don't know the outcome of that charge or whatever. Mm. But if they did a little digging, even just finding that on his record, they probably want to excuse him from the hospital because you come into contact with patients of all ages. So it's not just grown people that you're looking at. So now we got to watch you around the black people. We got to watch you around the kids. We don't know what this man liable to do.
Mm.
So if you got some underage young lady drinking with you, you lost your police job for that.
Mm.
Now you're running around here. You done become a nurse, and you went into your little racist shit, now you done lost your job from that. So what the hell are you finna do now? So now he gonna become a firefighter or something?
Wow.
I mean, I'm just not understanding, like, what the hell is wrong with him. But clearly, this type of stuff should not be tolerated. Like, you can think whatever you want, but when you're talking about you coming out into the public, it's certain things that is not acceptable. And that's one of them.
Not at all. Like, bro, like, I mean, I just, that shirt is only acceptable for Donald Trump rallies and Klan rallies. Like, other than that, don't wear that fucking shirt outside, bro. Don't wear it, because you're going to offend someone. Like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe that shit. And I'm glad you got fired, Mr. Hickey. You're going to bounce back on your feet because you're white. You got the complexion for the protection. So you're going to be okay. But you better learn. I hope you learned a fucking valuable lesson here, Mr. Hickey, that you can't come outside with all kind of bullshit on your shirt and think it's going to fly. Especially when you work with the public. If you had your own business, you could wear what the fuck you want to wear. But you work for a motherfucker in the public, in the, what they call it, public health field. You can't. No, you can't.
You don't own the hospital. You just work
there. You a fucking nurse. Not even a doctor. You a nurse. Don't bedpans and fucking piss bottles. That's what you change. And IV bags. And you got the nerve to be a racist, my nigga? Nah. You don't own no power. I'm sorry. You can't even write prescriptions.
Don't do that.
I'm just serious. I mean, let's be real here. I mean, this guy, this is a real piece of work here. I'm glad you got fired. The world is a better place without you, Mr. Hickey. Well, the nursing field is a better place without you. Because there's some good nurses out there.
A lot of them.
Yeah, you're not one of them. I can tell
you. I mean, especially when you're a racist. Like, when you nurse. Out there, don't do that either.
I'm just saying.
Guys that are nurses.
I'm just saying, but I mean, you can't be a racist and a dude nurse. Merce? No, you can't be a merce.
Really, dude? Like, how?
How can you be a merce and racist?
I mean, for one, you shouldn't be racist, period. Yes. It don't matter what your profession is. But, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but yeah, for the men that are nurses.
Yeah, shout out to all the men as nurses. I'm not slighting y'all. I mean, it's like saying a man can't be a teacher.
But Jesus Christ. And we need a whole lot more men to be teachers. Especially on that K-12 area.
So, moving along. That's enough of Mr. Hickey. Racist, they make my head hurt. Speaking of people, alright, your boy, Creflo Augustus Dollar, he's taking a page out of Netflix book, and he's starting a $19 a month Bible study. Now, Queen Jerm, you're a person that frequents the church. Would you be interested in a $19 a month Bible study?
No, because you can buy a real good Bible for $19 one time.
But this, you don't get to talk with the instructor and him.
And I don't have to pay my pastor when I go to Sunday school or Bible study, and he there.
So,
I would not be interested at all.
Now, I'm going to read this article to you. This is on Black Christian News Network 1. It says, televangelist Creflo Dollar, founder and senior pastor of nearly 30,000 member World Changers Church International, is now offering a $19 per month online Bible study that he says will help make withdrawals from God's metaphorical bank account. Now, his words, not mine.
Because in other words, he's trying to tell them people that if they pay $19 a month, they can get a seat in heaven. That's basically what he's trying to say. Hey, preachers, and it ain't for sale.
Preaching, the last line of hustling. You're selling something you can't deliver on. Everlasting life. You're selling me on something, and I'm just not buying it. But let's get back into it. Through Dollar's online discipleship courses that launched during the summer, Grace Life Academy, subscribers will have unlimited access to his Bible studies, which he recently explained in a promotional video, will help them live a life of joy and abundance.
Would it?
Yes. I would like to take this opportunity to share a practical example of how to empower your life with an understanding of the grace message, Dollar said in the video posted to YouTube on Monday. Let's use an example you're all familiar with. You have a bank account. A need arises, so you access the funds in the account to pay for dinner or to pay for something nice for yourself. We know in order to access the account, you need a couple of things. You either need the bank account information or the bank card. Without the account information or the card, you will not be able to access the funds contained within it, he said. So many of us are living our lives with unmet needs. Although God has already freely given us access to his heavenly accounts to make those withdrawals, he continued. His messages in Grace Life Academy, he said, will help people better understand God's words in a way that will give them the access they need for God's provisions. Wow. So,
I mean, with a name like Creflo Dollar, I just don't understand how people even have followed him this long and he has such, you know, a group of parishioners. I just don't understand it.
He was the same one that said God told him he needed a $60 billion jet and he wanted his church to pay for it so he could do his ministries around the world because, you know, you can't do your ministry flying coach and first class. You need your own jet. You can't stand in line at Delta counter. If your name is Creflo Augustus Dollar, you need your own private G5, G4, so you can fly to friendly skies, be that close to Jesus.
Yeah, apparently so. And sometimes, I mean, and the thing about it is people take advantage of people who are looking for guidance and stuff like that. So a lot of times, you know, I mean, the Bible even speaks of false prophets, and I'm not saying he's one. I'm just stating the facts.
I'm going on the limb and say he's
and I just feel like, you know, you got to have some sense. That's like buyer beware. If you're going to spend your money on anything, you need to know what you're spending your money on. So if you say you need this spiritual guidance, you want to pay $19 a month. Some people spend all kind of money on the Fortnite and the Candy Crushes and all these other type of things. So if you want to spend your money like that, that's you.
Yeah.
But I say buyer beware. If you don't believe what the man is saying, if you don't really think that there's no validity to it, ain't nobody putting a gun to your head say, give us your credit card number. But once you decide that you're going to put it in there now, you need to deal with the, you know what I'm saying, what you're working with.
So that's like,
I just feel like it just gives church a bad name. Because for one, if somebody want to make a donation to your church or your ministry or whatever, they'll do that. But to say that you're doing this for the Lord and this is something that you're going to enlighten the people and give them access to your Bible studies that should have been, you know, given to you in some type of spiritual relationship that you have with the Lord, I'm not feeling the fact that the Lord told you to sell this for $19 a month.
Recurring like, charges.
Yes. The Lord said for me to say,
why 19? Like, why 19?
Yeah, nothing special about that number.
What does the Lord say? You know what? $19 would be a nice price
for
your Bible. Like, what is you giving me? Bible studies?
Yeah. So you can have unlimited access. So you can watch it over and over and over again.
I mean, ain't them shits on YouTube, my guy?
I would hope so.
Why don't you just start a YouTube channel, Creflo Dollar?
And he said he got to get the money.
Yeah, but I mean, you got the money. You got 30,000 members in your church.
He said he got
30,000 members.
But he's trying to touch more than the 30,000. He got that money on lock.
He got it on some new people. He said he got a Grace Life Academy. So that shit is on. I guess the $19 is paying the hosting. Because, you know, I do help run a website. And, you know, we incur little bills that we got to pay every month. And maybe that's what Creflo is doing. That $19.
Not if he can reach, I would even just on a whim, say 1,000 people. Okay. That's $19,000. Ain't that much damn cost with what he got going on?
I mean, when you
and I'm sure at this point, as long as he been preaching, he recycling sermons at this point.
Yes, sir.
And then, so therefore,
the Bible ain't changed, my nigga. So if you done read the Bible one or two times, that shit ain't changed. Ain't no new words in that motherfucker.
Not motherfucker.
So,
and Bible.
I'm just saying. Ain't no new words in it. So therefore, like, how much studying do you need to do? It's not like they revising the Bible. Like, yo, I need to get that 2019 edition. They took some shit out. You know what I'm saying? Or ain't no alternate endings in the story. Like, yo, they switched revelations. They switched revelations up in this version of the Bible. Like, yo, nigga, you need to read this shit. It's not changing. So what are you selling? Like, how much Bible study do I need?
I don't know. But all I can tell you is, if you feel like you need to spend $19 a month for the Lord, I need you to know that you got bigger fish to fry.
Yes, sir.
Something is clearly wrong with you, because you could go to any church in America.
For free. Every Wednesday night on Bible study.
Wednesday night, you could go whatever day the people open.
Yeah.
You could go to somebody's church on Saturday, Sunday, any day of the week.
Churches.
Somebody got something every day of the week.
Spend $19 in gas and ride around town to all the churches.
Exactly. You might mess around and get you a free meal or something in the process. But I don't understand what you think that you need for $19 a month. If he can't give you these sermons for free, it ain't for you.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, look, like I said, a sucker is born every minute, Creflo. You keep finding these suckers. Because I wish I could find me 30,000 suckers that listen to this damn Frocast every week and send me $19 a month. Shit.
That'd be on point.
What? What you talking about?
Ain't got to have no day job.
Yeah. I mean, listen, people. I can do the same thing Creflo is doing for you. If you send me $10 a month every month, I will do the same thing for you. Same thing.
What you going to do for the people?
We go Bible study. We pick up the book. I start it from the beginning, and we'll study that motherfucker. And we'll get it together.
Did you not hear me the last time I said no motherfucker and Bible in the same sentence?
The white man wrote the Bible.
Okay, move right along. What's the next topic on the docket?
No, let's get into this.
No.
Why is the Bible sacred?
It is.
Because the same man that gave you nigga is the same man that gave you Jesus.
Okay, so the next thing we got on here.
So, Creflo, hey, look, keep pimping them people. I mean, you got a Maybach, you got Bentleys and all that stuff, and to keep all that up, you got to charge people $19 a month for your Bible services, for your, you know. And then it's like, what if you mess around and give me a rerun? What if I be like, whoa, I done seen this one, Jack? Like, are you coming with new stuff? Like, I need to know the frequency of these? Like, is it every week? New version?
I don't know.
Can I get a personalized message? Like, hey, we got at King Germ right here. King Germ, thank you for dropping through. You got any questions or anything like that? Because, man, I'm interested. So if anybody is on Creflo's Netflix service, Bible Study Flicks, let me know. Because I want to know about this. I need to know. I might look up the Grace Life Academy on YouTube and see exactly what he's doing. Because
yeah, check into it.
Because if it was Charles Stanley, I might
consider. Oh, because the white man.
Well, I like Charles Stanley.
Because it's a white man.
Yeah. You know how black
people. So you say white people have the real information. And the black
people. That's their book. They wrote it. They better. Okay. Black man, we just interpreting it. We don't know what. Okay. We just, the white man wrote that book, so I'm going to listen to the white man when it comes to the Bible.
I'm not going
to
play with my soul salvation, fool around with you.
If you think the Bible holds your soul salvation,
stop it.
You are sadly mistaken.
Let's move on to the next topic.
Because that Bible is not going to, I know a lot of people clutch that Bible.
I don't have to clutch it. It's in my heart.
Well, okay. As long as it's in your heart and you living through your heart and not through a book, you will be okay, ma'am.
Okay.
If you are a good person and you do things the right way, and if the Lord up there can't appreciate that, hey.
Don't say with the Lord. Come on, move on. Come on now.
Okay.
Ask for me in my house. Come on. Next topic, please, sir.
Well, let's move along because somebody's getting uncomfortable.
Very.
You see how black people get?
That's right. I am. I'm not finna let my whole household be damaged because of your blasphemous conversation. Come on and get this thing to the next topic.
What's the next topic?
The next topic is talking about a cookie thief. Oh. We got a lady in North Carolina who is charged with stealing $1,600 worth of Girl Scout cookies. But we all know that just means she got $16,000. I mean $1,600. Mm. Because you can't tell me that anybody won't know I done had Girl Scout cookies to the ceiling up in this piece. Mm. And it ain't nothing I need about no Girl Scout cookies. If anything has happened, it'll be what has actually happened here. Yeah, you charged her for the cookies. She got the cookies, but she didn't give you all the money. The lady got $1,600 worth of cookies, sold them cookies, and got $1,600.
Yes, sir.
So charge her with what she really did, which was steal y'all money.
Okay, so this is from Bossip. It says, in another epitome of a trash mom moment, 31-year-old Noelle Hines was arrested for theft in North College Hill, North Carolina this week after allegedly accepting a large order, $1,600, for Girl Scout cookies to sell for her daughter's troop last March, but failing to pay up to the Girl Scouts of Western Ohio. Girl Scout officials and police say they attempted to contact Hines over a period of 6 months to procure the $1,600 owed, but were not successful. So, when Hines was arrested last week on unrelated charges, she was also charged with theft at a North College Hill mayor's court. Hines has been arraigned and is scheduled to appear in court on November the 28th.
Well, I ain't going to say the lady got to be no trash mom. Because I can tell you, when you doing all these different transactions, if it ain't electronic and you getting money and you're selling cookies, I'm not going to say that I would have ever stole anything. But I know that they $20 bills, the cookie $20 bills, and my $20 bills all look the same.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing a really good job of separating this money, it's some money going to get mixed up in there.
But
you just got to make sure when it's time to cut that check that you can cut that check.
Yeah.
Now, if the mama took the $1,600 and did whatever, she might have been taking care of business for the household. So you can't say she trash. She should not have handled it in that fashion.
So who,
but that don't make you trash as a mama.
Who's going to suffer in this? The Girl Scout troop, right? The girl, the daughter.
Not necessarily.
Yes. Because they like
Girl Scout cookies are overpriced anyway.
It doesn't matter. You signed saying, hey, I want 400 boxes of these cookies, and I'm going to sell 400 boxes of these cookies.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
And she sold them. That's what she said. She sold them. She didn't turn in the money.
Okay. So now what happens when you don't turn in the money? You get arrested? Like
your girl.
Or you think they do something to the troop? Like,
no, because if you press charges, they don't hold a troop liable for that money. They holding the mama who signed for them cookies.
So the little girl can still go in the troop? Like,
she probably can't be in nobody's troop right now.
Okay, so now the little girl hurt. What if she wants, this is her lifelong dream to be a damn Girl Scout.
Okay, but she got a dream.
Now mama done blew that for her.
Yeah, unless her mama go and put her in a whole other troop and they just don't sell no cookies no more. I don't know.
Oh, she's not going to be in nobody's troop no more because her name is out there. The Girl Scouts of America probably like, yo, bam, like red flag her name.
If she come up in the system again, she won't get a chance.
She won't get a chance.
I mean, I'm I'm not saying that she should do it. I'm just mm-hmm. simply saying how easy it is for it to be done.
Didn't you almost run into a situation like that? You don't got to say no names.
I will not.
We could just tell the
situation. We had a parent in our group mm-hmm. that did the same thing. Similar thing, I guess. But at least she was willing to go and find somebody to get her the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she sold cookies and she used the money.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in a situation. So she called her family members and they rallied up the troops and they got all the money to her and she was able to turn it in on time and we didn't have to call the police or anything.
Because you was prepared to do that, weren't you? Tell the truth.
I was.
Okay.
I was, because to be honest, when you talk about something like Girl Scouts, we are African Americans in Girl Scouts. We are few.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to be a black troop, the last thing I wanted to do is go to the council and say we didn't have our money.
Yeah.
So I would go call the police on it because I ain't really have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to, so I was trying to give her as much time as I had
mm-hmm.
to make sure that we could get these funds reported to the people and, you know, we were clear with a zero balance.
Yeah.
So that nobody had to look bad, the troop didn't have to look bad or anything like that. But I'm glad it was able to be resolved and we didn't have no problem. But that's another reason why I like electronic transactions. If we can do the little squares, all the little other things, you can PayPal it, Cash App it, whoever. That keeps the money from being in your hand and it can be directly deposited into the Girl Scout troop's account
mm-hmm.
versus it being cash in my hand and I stick it in my pocket. And when I get home, my kid's crying, they want something to eat, and I just go to the drive-thru and be like, okay, I'm going to put that 20 back. Tomorrow, I'm going to put that 20 back.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I done bought shoes, paid fees.
You spent $300 on their Girl Scout money.
That good and damn well.
That ain't your money.
That ain't your money, and you ain't had it coming.
You like, today Tuesday.
I don't get paid till Friday.
Why do I got $300 in my pocket? Why did I spend $285?
Exactly. So now I'm over here looking crazy,
mm-hmm.
and when the people telling me the due date is here, I don't know what to do and where to get the money from. So, I mean, I understand how easily it can happen, and
you know, black
I just
people,
feel sorry for.
If the due date is the 21st, we're going to use all 21 of them days to get you your fucking money back.
Exactly.
We're not going to pay you back on the 19th. We're not going to pay you back on the 14th. Even though we got the money on the 14th, we're going to like, nah, I still got to the 21st. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So I worry about this money on the 20th or the 21st.
Exactly. And then I'll see if I can call my uncle, cousin,
yeah,
brother, daddy.
Yeah, make some arrangements. Because, you know, we love making arrangements.
I don't mind doing that.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, hey, I mean, once you show me that it's not an issue for me, it's not urgent that you need my money now, I'm going to, you know, take as much leeway as possible. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. But yeah, man, Cookie Mom, man, hey, look, Girl Scouts ain't playing with y'all. You know who else the Girl Scouts not playing with?
Who?
The Boy Scouts. They trying to sue the Boy Scouts.
For what?
Because the Boy Scouts changed their name to Scouts of America or something like that. And the Girl Scouts are saying, no, we don't want you. Because now the Boy Scouts allow girls
they
to join.
They can compete
yes.
with who they get.
And then so now the Girl Scouts feel like, nah, nigga, we got a registered trademark. That's us. So we suing y'all for the name Scouts. Because we don't want people to think that. You know, and I'm just like, come on, Girl Scouts, y'all being petty. First of all, the Boy Scouts, what did the Boy Scouts sell?
Popcorn.
What?
They do.
I've never seen a Boy Scout sell.
Every year, and I bought plenty of it.
What does it come in?
They have these big tins. It's probably like a $15, $20 thing. You can get the kettle corn, the caramel, the cheese, whatever, and they sell it. They sell it. Wow. It's like $20.
Nobody but knows that the Boy Scouts sell popcorn.
They selling it just to their immediate family. It's not a big deal.
Because it's not. I don't never see them posted up like the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts be everywhere cramming that shit down your throat. You know it's Girl Scout cookie season. They on every fucking corner. They parents riding around selling that
with
shit
the stickers
for
on their car. I know
mean,
I set up outside my job.
Everything.
Every
people like, I sell them at my job. Like, people be like, yo, it's about that time, ain't it? They
That's
be
right,
waiting.
First of the year.
They be
get
waiting.
Ready, get ready, get ready.
So, you know. So, yeah, man. So, like I said, you're suing the Boy Scouts. Well, I don't know, the Scouts of America. I don't know what they call themselves now.
I mean, I understand it, and I get it to a certain extent, because everybody want to be with this general, you know, gender-neutral type stuff, and I understand that. Give the kids something to do.
Yeah.
But some stuff, you can't make everybody change.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't have to change. They don't owe you that. And that's the thing. I don't know. But I don't see why they need to sue the people, but I just feel like, you know, I mean, they just a little more competition if they taking everybody.
Would you let your son be a Boy Scout?
No.
Why not?
Like, would you let your son go to the Catholic Church?
What I mean, so you saying if he a Boy Scout, what's wrong with it?
I'm just saying, them people have a bad reputation. Like, all kinds of things.
What kind of reputation the Boy Scouts have?
So you ain't never heard of the Boy Scouts doing stuff that they ain't shouldn't have been doing with children?
Nah, never. First time ever.
Okay, well, I don't want to slander the people
slander,
on the
show. Slander, let's go. That's what we're here for.
I'm just saying, like, I've heard a number of cases where young boys have gotten fondled and things very similar to the things that people have said about what has happened in the Catholic Church. So
it's not the Catholic Church now.
I mean, it's a lot of churches, but they have had it in abundance with them now. Don't do that.
I'm just saying, you know, we got Eddie Long's at every church.
Yeah, but no.
God bless the dead.
Oh yeah, he is dead. Yeah, don't talk about
cancer,
his dead. Don't,
allegedly cancer.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Come on, man.
Let the man rest in peace.
He rest tonight. Let him rest. I'm just saying, but hey, that man ain't dying no
talk
damn
ill
cancer.
Of the, don't talk ill of the dead.
Why not?
That you have been taught better. And if you were raised right.
So we can't say nothing bad about nobody dead.
I would appreciate it if you did not.
Why not? What if the person when they're living is a piece of shit? I'm just asking. This is just, you know, this is on need no basis. So if a person was a piece of shit while they was living, we still can't talk bad about them when they're dead?
I mean, I would like to leave that for their judgment. I don't need to talk bad about it.
Why we
it's
can't
not doing,
judge?
It's not doing you nothing. It's not doing you no good.
So you telling me. Name somebody that was a piece of shit that you know.
Nobody.
You don't know nobody that was a piece of shit?
Nobody.
Okay, well, I do. I know a couple pieces of shit.
Oh, my God.
And I mean... Yeah, he's dead. But he was a piece of shit while he was alive. I can think of nothing good to say about him.
Maybe in those final days, years of his life, he became a better person.
You don't get to become a better person because you fall on bad times. Your health starts falling. You can't become a good person then. Because when you was in good health, you was a piece of shit. Don't let a stroke or, oh, I lost a limb or... I had 3 heart attacks, I almost died. And now you want to become a better person? So when your faculties was 100%, you were still a piece of shit. You weren't thinking about becoming a better person when you was, everything worked. You know what I'm saying? Your dick still got hard, you could walk, you could run, you could lift 75 pounds like it wasn't nothing. But now, stuff start falling apart. You know what I'm saying? You lose an eye, half your brain don't work, you lose a limb, your heart stopped, you gotta wear a pacemaker, you gotta fucking... hearing aid on, you fucking got an oxygen goddamn tube on, you gotta carry an oxygen tank with you. Don't become a better person then. Keep being a piece of shit to the day you leave this motherfucker. That's what I want. Keep that same fucking energy. That's what they mean. If you're gonna be a bastard, be a fucking bastard till they roll you up out this bitch. Don't become a nice person like, oh, I saw the error in my ways. I was living wrong. In the last 3 years of your life, you become a great human being.
It don't it's possible.
Like that. It don't like that.
Now, because sometimes God allows things to happen to people so that they can see that they were wrong.
But that doesn't make it okay. That doesn't make it okay. You can see the error. You can see the error in your ways. But why did you have to see the error in your ways? You already had error in your ways. You know you was a motherfucker. Like, for instance, KB, Kenny Brown. That motherfucker was a rolling, goddamn, crazy motherfucker his whole life. Then some shit happened to him, and he changed. And it was weird for us to see him like that, because we were like, yo, like, we waiting for the damn, like, is this a charade? Like, this man, like, we ain't never seen you act like this. We used to you being the fucking Hellraiser. And now you all calm, you talking clear, we can understand what you're saying. And it's just like, who is this guy?
But that was a good change, right?
It was neat, but it took, look what it took for him to change. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took a lot for him to change.
But sometimes it does take a lot for people to change. Yeah,
but I mean, we respect, like, he was a Hellraiser, but he was a good Hellraiser. He wasn't like a piece of shit. Like, yeah, well, I mean, it's probably some people say he's a piece of shit. But to me, he wasn't a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My homeboy daddy. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of us ain't had daddies. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he was lucky to live with his. Now, him and his daddy relationship was weird as a motherfucker. They fought. They had issues. But hey, that man daddy was in his house. You know what I'm saying? He didn't come from a broken household.
And that's what we hoping for.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. So, y'all talk about ill of the dead.
Well, I don't believe that's what you're supposed to do because that's what I was taught. So, excuse me for having parents, grandparents who felt like once somebody died, you just aren't supposed to talk about them. They just, if you didn't have no good memories, you just didn't say nothing about them. That's the way I feel. You don't have to agree with that.
I'm not saying. I'm not trying to change you. I'm just asking. I'm questioning.
Why? I feel like, I mean, when somebody's gone from this world, there's nothing they can do about it anyway. So, they're gone. So what can we do on this side by talking bad about them that's going to make them anything different from their destiny? So wherever they are in the afterlife, if you believe in that, then, you know what I'm saying, let them be. Let them rest in peace. Let them be wherever they are in peace. Don't speak foul on them.
I guess that's just made for the people's family. But, I mean, some people's family know they family members like me.
And some people do. Yeah. And there's some people that, I mean, I don't really know nobody that was a horrible person. That is dead. I mean, it's some people that's alive that I work with that I think are really horrible people. Like, I mean, and it's more so than anything is the fact that when we talk about religion, I mean, I understand that people make mistakes. So I've made plenty. But my thing is when you talk about being somebody who outwardly professes all the time that you believe in the Lord and you about this right way of doing things and being, for you to be pure evil, to me, that is something that is outrageous because you say one thing and you do something totally different. Every opportunity that you have to help somebody, you do something to stagger their progress. So to me, you can't talk about God because, I mean, you show me who you are and you have no resemblance to anything good. So that's the type of stuff I talk about if you're saying somebody that's just no good and stuff like that, but these people are still living today among us, so I can talk bad about them all day long because they're still alive. But as far as anybody dead, I don't know anybody like that, and I just feel like, you know, you gotta let people, you know, whatever they did, let it go, because you alive, so you should enjoy your life and not be thinking about the evil things that they did.
Okay, I hear you. Well, you know, I guess we have differing opinions about that, because, like I said, I can't take it easy on nobody that lived their life in a way. And just because you died, I'm just supposed to be like, oh, that erases everything. I can only talk about what you've done. Correct?
I mean, I guess you just shouldn't talk about it at all.
Just like when people leave good marks, we talk about that forever. It brings tears to your eyes. Oh, man, she was so good to me, or he was so good to us. Because that's the lasting mark. Now, if your daddy beat on you, beat on your mama, was a verbally abusive, was a drunk, hardly worked or worked, you ain't never seen that nigga. Like, when he died, you was probably like, I mean, he was a motherfucker. I mean, he provided for us. I mean, that's all I can say. But other than that, like, shit, I had one of my uncles die. His daughter, like, she's like, I ain't got nothing nice to say about his ass. She stepped at the funeral and said this. Y'all know who he was. Don't none of y'all here act like he was a good person. You know what I'm saying? She let it be known. I was just like, wow, that's some real shit right there. And that was like, everybody was thinking that, but she got up there and said it. You know what I mean? At his funeral. And nobody was like, hey, sit down. Nah. Because they knew this nigga, he was a motherfucker his whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga wasn't, you know. And so, I don't know. Let us know how y'all feel about that. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just...
I just wouldn't cut up at nobody's funeral.
I wouldn't cut up at the funeral. I wanted to go to somebody's funeral, but I decided I'm not going because I was just like, the only thing, I mean, I would get satisfaction out of it, but the people I would hurt, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mama would have been upset. You know, I think, you know, I might have had, you know, whoever on his side might have been upset. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody on my side would have understood, but it would have just been, you know, I just didn't, you know, my best thing was just stay away.
Yeah, just stay away. That was the best thing.
You know, but I should have went. If I would have went, I would have cut up, because if I read that obituary, that would have set me off right there up in the church. What? What the hell? That was the first thing that would have came out my mouth. What the hell?
And I'm glad you were not there for that reason.
Yes. But yeah, moving along. So let me ask you a question. If a guy takes you on a date, this is Germ Queen, single Queen Germ, you know what I'm saying? Guy takes you on a date, and he pays with a credit card. Is that a problem?
No.
Okay, so according to these new chicks in the street, it's a problem. Did you watch the video?
No.
Well, let's watch it real quick.
Let me put y'all up on game real quick, ladies. Don't let these niggas play y'all. Don't let these niggas tell you he gonna take you on a date, and then when it's time to pay, nigga wanna pull out a fucking credit card like he a broke-ass nigga. Don't take me on no date if you don't got your own cash, if you don't got your own debit card. Don't take me on no fucking date. That ain't taking me on no date pulling out your fucking credit card. You taking me on a date with the fucking government because you paying the damn government back for taking me on a damn date. So that mean you ain't never take me on a date, so that mean you owe me another fucking date, nigga.
Okay, so first and foremost, these hoes ain't going on no dates because I don't give a fuck how you pay for a date. You talking about some, you don't know whether this nigga stole his mama money if he paying with cash. He could have done shucked the shit out of his child piggy bank. For all you know, if you looking for somebody to have some cash on a date, as long as that motherfucker swipe and it say approved, and ain't nobody say alternative payment method needed, we good. We done ate. We gonna go back to wherever we going at, chilled, and do whatever the night brings. These people, I mean, like, these girls be coming up with all these rules, and 99% of them don't have the first man. And I would not even care about no how you paying for something. It don't even matter. Like, what is the validity of saying, because it's a credit card, because you don't have the money right now, he could be earning some motherfucking points to buy you a gift for Christmas. Because they got a whole lot of rewards on these credit cards. So why the hell is you upset about how somebody paying for the date?
So let me ask you a question. So what if I had a Groupon?
I wouldn't care about none of that.
So you wouldn't care about, like, yo, I got a Groupon tonight. I ain't even tell you it's a Groupon, but...
You ain't
got
to tell me. You tell that waitress and you make sure y'all transactions clear. That's all. I don't care nothing about that. I like coupons. Mm. I use them all the time. Whenever I can, I will have me a coupon and be just fine with it. I'm not no bougie type of person. As long as my payment transaction, everything is clear, I don't owe nobody, we had a good time, we can go on about our business. I mean, I don't care about that. And these people nowadays, everybody want to act like they got some of this and they got so much of that. And half of these people are just begging for attention. They don't even have no good reason for what would be the issue. Like, the same way, like, the person talking about the paper plate and the meal. If we eat, we eat. Like, they come up with all these standards. These ain't no real rules.
these are made up rules because, A, I don't understand. Like, what does it mean if he paid with a credit card?
You
he
wouldn't paid, know the difference of whether it's a debit card or a credit card. You gonna take the man card out of his hand and see what it say, whether it says debit on there or not. I mean, like, you might
have swipe with my debit and they still swipe it as credit.
Yeah, so however, like, they do it.
You don't know. Like,
their debit thing might not even work. So they might swipe everything as a credit.
I mean, so if I pay with a credit card, 9 times out of 10, if I'm capital B black, it's gonna cost me, that day gonna cost me more anyway, because I'm only making the minimum payment at the
exactly.
end of the month.
So I'm gonna pay 5 times more than what I'm
paying for this date for a whole year, you dumbass. You know what I'm saying? Versus this me, oh, I'm taking you out to Papa Do's and I spend $100 a night, whether me putting it on my card, and at the end of the month I only send them $38. And then next month, $38. Next month, $38. Next month, $38. Next month, $38. So that little $100 gonna cost me more. So I can't believe this.
Child, please, like I said, these broads who be doing all this talking, 9 times out of 10, they ain't got a man, and then the man that they messing with belong to somebody else. So therefore, I wouldn't care what none of them say about how you pay for something, as long as you pay for it. If you willing to pay the interest on it, that's fine. If you paying for it out of pocket, that's fine. If you talking about cash, but it doesn't matter.
Does she know that if you buy a car and you making car payments, that you paying somebody else for their car?
Exactly.
So is that not my car then?
And it is always going to be your car, because there's anybody who paying for it. Yeah, that's the first thing, like, you're going to say. This is my car.
Yeah. I'm not. It's not paid off, but it's my car.
Exactly.
So, like, I just don't understand the rational thinking. Like, I hope.
There is none.
I hope this was, like, I hope you were just being funny.
Yeah, I think so.
Because if you was dead-ass serious, like, yo, like, shawty, like, you got everything fucked. If you ain't paying with cash or a debit card.
And she sounds stupid. Because, for one, if somebody even taking you out on a date, why are you trying to find out how I'm going, my method of payment? Like, I'm just not understanding. What's the purpose? It's nothing. Like, did I ask you to pay the tip? Did I ask you to go half on it? If I ain't asked you to do nothing, you don't have to worry about what I'm doing over here.
That's fucking wild.
But that's what goes on with these churn nowadays.
Excuse me.
Yeah, smoking.
Hey, man.
Hazard.
Smoking Hazard?
Uh-huh. That's what your child said, didn't he?
What you did? Uh-huh. My kid's so funny.
They really are hilarious. I told you one day we need to do a show with them.
Nah.
I mean, it won't be these types of topics, but it'll be something fun.
You think so?
I think, I really do think so, because all, both of them are hilarious to me.
You're supposed to send them your kids.
No. I mean, like, I would not laugh at some of the stuff that they would have said if it wasn't funny, and it was. So, I mean, most of the time, they have a really good sense of humor. I think they get it honest, so, you know.
Where did they get that from?
Probably from the both of us.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, my next topic.
A little heavy.
Yeah, this one's a little heavy. I'm gonna be honest with y'all.
Clearly, are trying to look like women of color. You know, the hue on their skin complexion is a lot darker than what they really are. They're wearing cornrows, braids. You know, it's obvious that they're trying to look either mixed race or a lot darker than what they are. And people are like, you know, it's cultural appropriation, yada, yada, yada. But I just want to know, it's just a question, you know, don't bite my head off. Can black women who buy weave, which is even named after ethnicities, nothing to do with them, yeah, Euro-Asian, Indian, Russian, you're not Russian, you know, 26-inch weave, bone straight, can they really accuse white women of cultural appropriation? I just want to know. And a lot of these black women that I see in real life on Instagram, you're a lot lighter. So is it not the same thing?
Got a question. Well, not really a question. I saw something in this video, and this chick was like, she was basically asking, like, you know, white chicks, when they do all the darkening of their skin and, you know, wear the braids and, you know, get the fat butts and the injections and all that stuff, they are accused of cultural appropriation, right? Saying they want to be like black girls and want to be the black culture. You know, Kim Kardashian's been called that, a lot of white girls, Christina Aguilera at one point in time, you know, other kind of girls. So this girl, she made a video and she asked, so when black girls buy weave that's named for different ethnicities, that's not African, like the give me some weave names. I don't know.
I mean, Yaki is supposed to be the most close to African type hair.
Okay, but now give me some names.
That, oh, you're talking about like the Brazilian hair and stuff like that? Remy.
All the little Indian Remy and yeah. All these little, like they wear the weaves. They wear the, they get their eyes contacts with their contacts and everything.
Color. I mean, people wear use lightening creams and all that. Try to lighten their makeup, skin
they make up to get their skin lightening to look white or European is what she said, or another race. Is that cultural appropriation by black girls?
No.
Why not?
The reason why is because, for one, we ain't mainstream. So if you have been taught that who you are is not acceptable, it ain't about trying to be somebody else so much. It's like, for us, nobody wants to be black. The only thing they want from black culture is the positive things. We have to be black, which I find nothing wrong with because I love it. But my thing is, if we wanted to pretend to be something else, we would have to go and do a whole lot of different things. For me, I feel like you can't say that we're trying to be white. People are just trying to be accepted in many cases. Me personally, I'm too black. I got too many ethnic features for me to even try to do all of this here. But for those who may be in between, might be a little easier for them to blend it and transition. I don't know. But for me, I wouldn't look no type of way about it because it has been forced upon us to dilute or suppress what we look like, how we are naturally, because black people even don't like a whole lot of natural stuff. Like, I about cussed somebody out the other day at a job because they want to try to say, oh, y'all talk about wearing your hair natural, but y'all the first ones to dye your hair. That ain't got nothing to do with it. My thing is, if I'm wearing my hair natural, I'm wearing my hair how it naturally grows out of my hair follicle. So my thing is, that's natural. It doesn't mean that I can't put any kind of chemical. I'm not putting a perm on it. So if I choose to dye my hair is still natural. You don't have to debate with me whether or not it's okay for me to dye my natural hair. So my thing is, black people don't even accept your natural hair, your natural nose, your natural skin color, your natural eye color. So therefore, it's a totally different thing. White people accept themselves. They love to say that they're from this country and that country. Black people, they look at you crazy if you say you're Haitian or you're Jamaican or you're wherever. They get mad with you because you got someplace to claim. So my thing is, shoot, black people are the problem. If we want to look at anything, you can give it a name if you want to call it something. But I really don't feel like it's the same thing, because we have been forced to feel like our natural, who we are, is not acceptable. So if we choose to evolve and try to put on to be somebody else, I don't feel like it's the same thing as when white people try to do it to us, because they want to steal our culture. They don't want to deal with the problems that come with being black, as far as the way people treat you, the way you may or may not be able to get a job and all kind of stuff. I know people who are in like news and reporting. They cannot wear their hair natural if they expect to get a job. And that's just the facts of life. Like, you have to either wear a weave or you have to press your hair out, have a perm, but your natural, wavy, kinky hair will not be accepted to be put on these, some of these people, TV shows, news, and stuff like that. So you can't say it's the same thing, because that's not what they do to white people. White people can wear whatever, and they can do whatever. So when they cross over to try to do what we do, yeah, I feel like you can say that they're trying to be black or whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, a lot of black people have been brainwashed into thinking that that's the only acceptable way. So, I mean, some of them do it for convenience, but a lot of them are crazy enough, because some of them, I don't even know if they know who the hell they are when they take that shit off themselves. And that's a problem. Because when you done had to take off all that mess that you got on, your hair not yours, your nails not yours, your eye color not yours, you got all these other pieces that you got to pull off. Then, I mean, like, who are you?
Hey, I know, like I said, we said some girl said she sleep with makeup on because she don't want her husband to see what she look like. That's crazy. But yeah, man, as far as how I feel about it, I mean, I think she has a point. But because she was a white girl saying that, they're not going to accept it.
You I mean, white people don't have no fucking point when it comes down to stuff like that. But this. I mean, but your race has been the reason why so many people could not do the things that they're doing, as far as it has taken this long. I have a 72-year-old mother who does not like my hair. And they used to rock afros. So don't tell me it has something to do with just white people saying, oh, they got the cosign on our lifestyle now. And that's the thing. When white people accept black people will accept black people. We can't wait that long. We've been here so long trying to figure this thing out. So here we are at this time. They want to call it the Renaissance or whatever. And we going into the, you know, people being more Afrocentric and all these types of things. It's the fact that black people are realizing that we are who we are. And we just need to make the rest of the world get used to it. Because we don't have to do those things. If we want, if you want to say you do something on occasions, you know, putting on the weave or whatever, you know what I'm saying, like to glam up a little bit. But when you're talking about this your everyday look, no, that's not acceptable, because people don't realize how much your children are watching you. When kids see people do certain things, these are behaviors that you're teaching them. You don't have to ever say nothing. When you look a certain way, like parents who, moms who always talk about their weight and stuff, and they feel so uncomfortable, the daughter's feeling uncomfortable. So you have people developing certain things simply because of the fact that they see how their parents behave, or those people that they look up to. So at this point in time, yeah, you can say whatever you want to say. White people can feel whatever. Even some black people will feel whatever, as far as saying that people trying to be white. But I think a lot of it has to do with the culture that we live in. Like, it hadn't been probably 20 years that we have had a good selection of doll babies that were black. Like, for children to have to buy white doll babies, what the hell do you think this is? Like, I gotta play with a girl who never looks like me. Never. So I, that just reiterates how worthless I am as a black girl, because I would never be Barbie. Never. I never have long blonde hair. I never look like this white girl. But this is what I'm having to face every day. If I want to play with something, it doesn't look like me. Then for a while, you had these blue-black babies that they were put in the store that didn't look like a black kid. But, I mean, it just was ridiculous. And now that you have some halfway decent, you know, things that black kids can play with and identify with, half of them, they want to make them have the big heads and, you know, features that just look a little bit extra. So, you know, it's a lot for somebody to have to deal with. So, no,
like, I'm not. Y'all niggas not happy. They're like, listen, y'all wanted a damn black dog. No, y'all black dog.
You gonna get a black doll that look like black people.
Now y'all wanna get a doll that look like what the fuck, nigga? We ain't got but two molds here. A girl mold.
And I don't want a white doll. I don't want a white doll that y'all are painting.
Give
y'all
the brown, you say the brown too dark. The brown is too light. What the hell? We can't how many damn shades of brown do y'all damn?
And we got a lot. So that's why you got to be conscientious.
But how many you want me to put on the shelf? If I'm the doll man, I'm Mr. Hasbro right here. How can I make you?
We need at least six shades.
You colorful. Six shades?
Yeah.
I got one shade of white.
And that's not my problem.
Why I got to have six shades of brown? Am I going to sell all these six shades of brown?
Yeah, you going to sell all of them. Because I promise you, somebody mama going to like every last one of them. And it'll be enough of them. All you got to do is do your research. We'll make sure you get put in the market.
Yeah, but what am I call it? Caramel, mocha, light skin,
red
bone.
We'll help you out. We'll help you out.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, so.
All I can tell you is you can't give us a name because the society that we grew up in has put this in our minds, in the minds of many people, that being black is not acceptable. So, no, don't give me no textbook terminology trying to say that I'm trying to be somebody. No, don't say I'm assimilating to be something else and all this other bullshit. Don't tell me that. When you all are making millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars, off of the oppression that has been placed on this group of people. So don't go and flip it on us. That's just like the damn tobacco people. You done flooded the neighborhoods with damn tobacco products. Now the hell you the same motherfuckers who gonna sell me the gum? How? Y'all gonna get money on the prevention, you gonna get me off the stuff, you gonna get me on the stuff, and you still getting rich. So no, I'm not taking your little textbook terminology.
That's part of the settlement.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take your textbook settlement trying to tell me that I'm trying to be white and you gonna call me something. That's what y'all wanted.
They said we can sell them electric cigarettes now.
Yeah.
That's more expensive than the pack. This shit, they don't know when it's gonna run out.
Be done lost your mind.
Trying to safer for them.
Exactly. So you gonna still get the same mess. So that's how I said, the government don't care nothing about you no way, because as long as you're paying your taxes, that's all they care about.
Yep.
Pharmaceutical companies, they can recall medicine, a whole bunch of people die from it. Hell, they done paid their taxes on it.
We told you the side effects.
Exactly. That was one. Death. So
man, we just throw that on there. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't never know. Aspirin. Side effects, death.
Every time somebody calls us back with a side effect, we add it to the list.
Exactly. Oh, you had that? Okay.
Oh, okay. We got it. Hey, updated, guys. Updated.
Exactly.
Got to throw gum bleeding on this one. Bleeding gums. Oh, man. My asshole swole up. Swollen asshole. Yeah.
Add it on there. McDonald's, all these other people just feeding you garbage. Nobody cares. Ain't nobody regulating nothing. Hey. It's just an open market. So, hey. People get to do what they want to do. Why? Because they pay their taxes.
Yep. No matter if a couple people die, man, we know that's going to happen. You know?
Hey, people got to die.
We had people dying, mass shootings this past week in two different states. One in, Pittsburgh. The other one in, California. I read an article said, country music is dangerous. It needs to be eradicated. Because all these people getting shot at these country music things. Like, it ain't the rap shows with these mass shootings happening. That's happening at these country shows. And so,
I mean, but what you want to die for? I mean, what you killing the people for?
Hey, man, who knows? But it must be somebody that country music make you want to kill people, turn you into a thug. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Must be somebody that country music. Hey, I'm dangerous. I better not hear my kid listen to goddamn country music. I'm going to walk in that room and tell him, hey, get that shit out of my fucking house. If your kid listens to country music, watch out for that little motherfucker. You might want to sleep with your door locked. I'm going to be real with you. Be honest. Make sure you don't have no guns in the house if your kid listen to country music. And if you got a gun in your house, it's a 99 to 100% chance your kid listen to country music. Just want to be real with you. So be careful, people. Just want to put that out there. A little PSA from the homie King Germ.
Thank you, homie.
Yeah. Well, moving along. Let's see.
Quote.
Oh, the Coach Germ updates. Really no update except for, we play our last game tomorrow night and this season. It's a championship game, of course. So I might make a little blurb, let y'all know how it go. Well, you just hear it next week. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Today, I'm pretty sure it's probably 100% chance of showers tomorrow. And what I mean by that is from my fucking eyes is because I'm going to miss Shaggy. Shaggy was my guy. He's been with me 3 years. He's playing his last game, and he's just been one of those great kids that never give you a problem. I mean, he's never gave me the attitude. I don't care what I told him to do, how many laps I told him to run, how far I told him to bear crawl. Even if it was like, he never fuck up. You know, and like, he never wanted practice cutting up to get in trouble. So he run laps with everybody. He never complained. And, yeah, he's been a joy to coach. And he's probably going to be one that he's going to the NFL if he stays playing football, because he's got that mentality. He's got the size. And he's got that it factor about him. So, you know, and so, yeah, it's probably going to be a crying fest tomorrow with him. You know what I'm saying? Because it almost got me today when it practiced, you know, practice early this morning. First time ever, 8 o'clock in the morning, practice. Shit felt kind of great.
Did you a good bit on cake?
Yeah, we had about 16 now.
Oh, that's good.
Heck yeah, that was real good. That's why I was like, damn.
They might be bounce off tomorrow.
That's why I was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Had the right ones there. You know what I'm saying? You know, so... you know, Shaggy was giving his little speech to the guys. He's talking to, you know, man, I was getting choked up just listening. I'm getting choked up now talking about it. let me gather myself. Gosh.
Lord have mercy.
So he's a special kid. And tomorrow night, man, I hope he gets to, you know, he gets to send himself off the right way. I'm pretty sure, like, they're going to show up. You know, I know my quarterback and Shaggy going to be there. My other two running backs, we could, you know, we got a possibility to win this game big. You know what I'm saying? If we, you know what I'm saying, do what we're supposed to do. I'm not saying that we're going to win, but I'm just saying.
I'm like, saying that you're going to win.
I'm just, I mean, you know, as a coach, you don't want to say that.
Okay, you know, well, just, you can't. So you could tell me that you can't jinx your win.
I don't want to.
But you could talk bad about the dead people.
Yeah, I mean, but my, because the my game is, I can affect the game. It's like, I don't want to feel that. I just want to, like I said, if my team shows up,
y'all good.
We the best team in the city. When we show up, we just can't show up and be the best team. When we really show up, we show out. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, and I feel like tomorrow night going to be one of them nights, because I already told my quarterback, if we win, his jersey getting retired. And that really been like, that shit drove him, like, he want his jersey retired. Like, I seen one day at practice, he jacked the kid up. I was like, look, man, y'all not going to mess this up for me. I want to get my number retired. And I was just like, damn. And so he just been, you know what I'm saying, he been stepping it up. And you know what I'm saying? Shaggy, like I said, he want to finish off as the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. And I'm probably going to retire Shaggy number forever. You know what I'm saying? Unless you, like, you got to be special to get that 12. Like, I'm just not going to break it out for anybody. You know what I'm saying? So he's probably going to be my new number. Like, that's going to be the number that gets retired. Like, that's the special number, going to be 12 on my team from now on. And you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
It should be special for another reason, too, but I ain't going to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know?
What you mean?
Both your kids is born on the 12th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you worried about the football kids. You crying over them. You ain't crying when your kids was born.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't, nigga.
How you gonna tell me
what? Because I saw you. I had my eyes on you the whole time.
No, you didn't. I know when I cried when Juan was born. I know for a fact I was recording, and I was crying while I was recording. But, you know, hey, what do I know?
I don't know. My mom was guarding you that day.
Man, so I ain't like I told her. I was like,
Don't do it.
She's trying to cover up the cooler. And I was like, listen, that's why we here, lady. I didn't see
that's
why we here. Don't cover anything up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, moving right along. Don't we have a question from the nation?
But yeah, man, that's so far. That's the King Germ update. You know, like, you know, hopefully everything will go as we wanted to go. And, you know, God will be on our side. And he'll favor us tomorrow. We'll be the most favorite team tomorrow, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll see. Trying to go back-to-back. Man, it's been a tough road. I mean, it ain't been easy. And I understand what these athletes talk about now, the grind of trying to repeat. I get it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But that's it, man. I ain't going to get too emotional.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll save all that for tomorrow. I'm probably going to try to cry tomorrow just to get it out
the
way.
He going to cry 4 times tomorrow and still going to cry after the game.
Yeah, I'm just trying, like, just because I done got soft, man. King Germany got soft.
You been soft.
No, I haven't. I've been soft, man. Like, today,
you been soft.
Let me tell you, today I came to a fucking screeching halt because I seen a turtle walking across the goddamn street.
That's what happened when you were
pissed. I stopped and I was like, let the turtle go by. I was just like, yo.
Maybe you're becoming a good person.
I mean, I don't understand, bro. I didn't got soft, man. I'm crying and shit.
Oh, yeah, you cry a lot, though.
I cried, no. I cried, like, you know what I'm saying?
You cried at that game last year. I sure
I know I cried. Man, there was a lot of pain and... Oh, man, that was a good one, boys.
I'm talking about cried. I don't know. I ain't never seen this man cry before. I'm like, we got married. I ain't seen no tears. I had your kids. I ain't seen no tears.
Man,
this nigga cried for some other people's turn.
It was just not there. It was me. It was like, I won. Like, what are you talking about? It wasn't the kids. It was just, it was all us. But it was,
I guess.
It was me. Like, I finally won. Like, I did it. Yeah. Like, shit. Hell yeah, I cried. I even texted the boys that night. I was like, boy, I'm a blubbering bitch. Like, I've been crying like a little. I said,
really, sir? Hey, in the world of being.
I mean, this is what I said to the fellas. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't say that out loud, but, you know, the fellas knew what I meant when I was like, man, I'm crying like a little bitch tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, because they ride home in the car, nigga. I was just like, man, like, wow. Like, man, that was a crazy night, bro. So, you know. Hopefully, man, like I said, I don't know. I don't know. But that's what
I hope
on,
they
man.
Give you some good reason to cry tomorrow.
Ah, man, I know. Because if we lose, bro, oh, my gosh. That's going to be a tough one. Man, might retire if we lose tomorrow. That's how bad it'll be. I'll be like, well, this is it. Good out. So, you know, don't take anything I say seriously tomorrow. I'm just warning y'all. All right, man, we got a question for the nation, man. From Anonymous. Since Thanksgiving is approaching, I want to know what's the deal with bringing the new boo to dinner around my family. Any information would be greatly appreciated. Love the show, by the way. All right, it's that time of year. Thanksgiving is a prime time family function. And if you bring a girl there, be prepared to be asked about this girl for the next 7 years. Just for her coming to this one Thanksgiving dinner. So, if you go to Thanksgiving this dinner with girl A, and you not with girl A at next Thanksgiving.
Or Christmas.
Or, yeah. Girl A will be get asked about by everybody. Hey, well, yeah, they ain't gonna know a name. What, your friend that, you with your other, like, as you can tell, this is not
the same person.
Yeah, so why are you asking about her? So, yeah. But if you feel like this the one, take her, man. Let her get, what you call that?
Acclimated
and get examined by the family.
Oh yeah, cause they looking
all up and down, thinking everything. She got.
And she gonna wear this here shit to the family function.
That's a little too fitting right there. Or that's a she got on some loose.
Don't let
clothes.
Her bring no food. Now this is the first time she meeting the people. No. Don't bring shit. Nope. Bring some paper products or cake from the grocery store.
Just bring her. Don't she ain't gotta bring nothing.
Yeah, I'm saying like don't put it on there now. Cause you bring her with some shit. They gonna talk about her dish now.
Yeah, just don't need. Yeah, there's no need for her to bring anything. But just bring her, let her meet the family. You know what I'm saying?
Wear some decent clothes.
I mean, keep her away from the uncle that try to holler at all your girls. The uncle that think he can steal your chick. You know, keep her away from them. Hey, leave her alone with the people for a little bit. You know, keep checking on her. You know what I'm saying? If it's serious. Now, if it ain't serious, I mean, hey, you just want to bring something that look good. Come through with the dinner. She need a plate because she don't know how to cook. She ain't got no family or something. Let her come through, grab a plate, y'all dip. Don't stay long. The longer you stay, the more serious they're going to think it is. And, you know, but that's the only advice I can give you. I don't know if I gave you good
especially
advice.
Especially since he's been taking so many people to these Thanksgiving.
I don't take nobody to Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. You don't?
You're the only woman that ever been to Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
So, no, you special.
I should feel special.
You should feel special.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes. Yes. You a lot of my first, so don't even.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So let's move on to the next thing.
See, she don't want to hear the truth, people.
Because it ain't the truth.
She don't want to hear the truth.
I was taught that a lot don't care where it come from.
Yeah, but that ain't no lie. Like I said, a lot of my first.
Okay. You was a lot of mine, too.
Okay. Anyway, let's move along. Boy, I tell you, a lot don't care where it come from.
Whatever, nigga.
Keep 100. You got to keep 100 this week?
Oh, yeah. I got to keep it 100. Now,
100.
This keep 100 is for all my ladies. I know when you use a public bathroom, nobody's sitting down. I get that. But if you use the bathroom, you looked before you squatted over the seat. So if nothing was there when you use the bathroom, nothing should be there when you leave the bathroom. There's no reason why you can't wipe the seat behind yourself. So what type of piss is coming out of you? Like, is this shit some acid that's going to eat your fingers? If, I mean, and I know it's not, So therefore, I mean, I'm getting tired of going in these public bathrooms where people are leaving behind their urine. Like, this shit is ridiculous. We're ladies. Therefore, you need to wipe behind yourself and make sure that you do not leave anything for the next person to come through. It's nasty. Okay? I do not like it at all. And I would greatly appreciate it if we can maintain the fact that we're supposed to be classy since we ladies.
Yeah, right. Ladies have the nastiest bathrooms.
I mean, it's just that I have, in the last couple of days, have seen this quite a few times. And it has greatly annoyed me.
Hey, why do y'all have couches in ladies' bathrooms? What the fuck is that for?
I don't know. How many ladies' bathrooms have you come in?
I mean, shit, one day I looked in the ladies' bathroom, there's a couch in there. Why is a couch in the ladies' bathroom?
I mean, there's some fine department stores, they do have couches in there. I guess because, you know, if the line is long, you could have a seat and wait for the bathroom, but not like nobody has any expectations of doing anything other than sitting down.
But I'm just saying, like a couch?
I mean, I guess because the lines have been long, and if you really got to pee, you might need to sit down.
You know what we do in the men's bathroom when the line's long? We just stand in the line and wait.
Well, sometimes you can't wait, and the pee is right there, so you might be trying to hold it in. So,
I mean,
you know, like that faucet, like the little holes at the outside your house?
Yeah.
You got to bend it. To keep the water from coming out. So that's what the sofa is there for. Mm. So they can sit down and keep from having an accident.
Wow. That's amazing.
Okay.
That's amazing. Women have sofas in their bathrooms. Jesus. Yeah.
And since I'm talking about bathroom, my other Keeper 100 has to do with bringing kids of the opposite sex into the bathroom. Now,
100.
It's usually okay when the mama brings any kid in there because you're the mama. And women are okay with kids. But when your child look like he old enough to really go to the men's bathroom by himself, you either just need to stand outside the men's bathroom and wait for the guy, the little boy, to come out, or he just need to pee at the house. Because today, I went into the bathroom, and when I came out of the stall, there was a young man there.
Young man.
And
not a little boy.
I felt some type of way. I mean, it was not until his mother came out of the other bathroom that I felt a little more comfortable with the situation, but it still wasn't okay because I'm like, he looked like he was at least 11 or 12.
Woo!
So, shit. And of course, this wasn't my people. Y'all do some other stuff.
He might have been special.
He did not look special at all. He did not look special at all. And maybe he was just tall. And he might have been a little younger than I thought. But he looked like he was a strong 12. So I'm not understanding why she felt like he had to come in the bathroom with her. Not only did he not come, because this is how you know the nigga was too old to be in there. Because when my kids would come to the bathroom with me, we would go into the handicap stall and we would both be in the same bathroom. Mm-hmm. So if you think the nigga old enough to where he don't need to see you peeing, that means the motherfucker need to be in the men's bathroom. So you should not have allowed him to come in this women's restroom, find a family bathroom where y'all can do what y'all need to do in there together, or you stand outside of the men's restroom while he gets his business handled, and then you be there to get him when he come out. Because when I tell you, I came out of that bathroom and I looked him in his face, he was like, look at me in my face. So that's the reason why I felt like this nigga was too old to be in there. So I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
And one day Miss Tammy said she was in the bathroom stall. She be in there, like, playing on her phone or whatever. She said some parent came in there with their son, and the little boy had climbed up under the stall.
Oh.
That little boy climbed up under the stall. She was like, give her money.
I need the parents to have a little more control over these kids because that's not cool. It's not cool.
Oh, boy.
Not cool at all.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Women's bathroom was hilarious.
I mean, but that, I mean, like I said, it was just hey, weird.
I felt bad for his dad. He brought his daughter and the girl. I said, look, I'm not even, because I had to use the restroom, and I was about to go in there, and then he was like, you know, I saw him walking there with his daughter, and I was like, I just wait you come out, bro, because it's already a horrifying experience, her being, I would not take my girl in the men's bathroom. I can't
you
do it.
You asked a lady.
Hell yeah, that's like what I did. I went
to
there.
To take your child in the bathroom.
I said, could you please take her in there? Because I'm not taking it. I'm like, I'm not taking booze in the men's bathroom.
That's just nasty.
I asked the lady, I'm like, hey, could you know, she can wash her hands, and she know how to, you know, use the bathroom and everything, you know. But yeah, man, that shit is nuts, bro. That shit is bananas. But yeah, man, my keeping 100.
100.
Veterans Day is the day. Well, we observe Veterans Day. Veterans Day is always November 11th. And I saw a lot of people posting on Facebook, you know, their Veterans Day pictures. And then I seen a couple of people posting their pictures of them in their fucking ROTC uniform.
Don't
listen,
do that.
Listen, you're not a veteran if your ass was just an ROTC, okay? You actually had to go to boot camp to be a veteran, all right? I'm allowed of people that finished boot camp and did their little 6 weeks. You might have had a discharge after that, but if you at least did that, yes, you can post your veteran thing. But y'all niggas posting your ROTC pictures as y'all veteran day things, please stop the bullshit, okay? You're not a veteran. That was a class you took, sir. Okay,
man. Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? Because I saw a couple of them, and I was just like, y'all niggas flogging like a motherfucker. So, yeah, that's my keep 100. Y'all stop faking. I don't understand the appeal of people faking being veterans. There's real niggas out here that's really veterans that, I mean, they don't even flaunt their shit. But niggas that lie about it, like, because that shit ridiculous. That shit ridiculous. Stop lying about being a veteran, man. You're fucking it up for the real veterans out here. I can't tell the real from the fake now.
Don't do that.
I'm serious. You know what I'm saying?
Well, just tell them all Happy Veterans Day and leave it alone.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I tell them all. I'm just talking about on the streets and shit. You see a nigga say a veteran nigga wearing a hat.
They might just need a couple dollars.
I don't know how many. We done had so many veterans come through the store with getting a little 10% discount. You know what I'm saying? Niggas say, you know, oh, I'm a veteran. I'm a veteran.
If you don't need nothing,
nigga lying. Nigga lying. Because I told this one dude, I said, but you tell me you're a veteran, man. They give you 10% off. He's like, for real? I said, yes. They not going to check. He went up there. He was like, man, I appreciate that. Like, I told him straight up. I said, just tell them you're a veteran. They not going to check.
I cannot do
it. Yeah, man. So, yeah. Happy Veterans Day to all my veterans out there. Dr. Brace of a veteran.
Okay.
Shout out to Dr. Brace of, who else we know? That's vets. Dub a fucking vet.
Okay.
Spread Germ a vet. You know what I'm saying? And that's about it, man. That's all the ones I can think of offhand. You know? But yeah. So shout out. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
So you want me to go first? Because yours is always better than mine.
Always.
Always.
Go ahead.
But my winner and my loser is the same person.
Wow.
Only and not too much. She's not much of a loser. Mm. More of a winner.
Okay.
But the reason why I'm going to say she's a winner is because of the fact that Gabrielle Union gave birth to a baby girl.
Winner.
And she had, well, it was a surrogate, but
it's still their child.
It's still their child. So she's a winner because she has been blessed with a new life. They're going to raise this child. And it's a wonderful addition to have a child in your life. So, yes, I wish them the very best with raising this new baby. She got a husband.
Yeah, what's her husband name?
Dwayne Wade.
Okay, well, let the people know.
The people know who she is.
Yeah, you can't just be saying her name like she the main attraction. Nigga,
okay.
Dwayne Wade, nigga. Okay, D-Wade
baby, yeah, and his wife, yeah. Gabrielle Union Wade. So, but I also say on the losing part, she's not a loser, but she was losing because a lot of people ridicule her.
Loser.
And as a mother who had natural birth, I didn't have epidural, I'm not bragging, but I just feel like everybody has a different way of having this experience. And when you put age as a factor, if you're trying to have a healthy baby, I think this may have been the only option that they might have had, the best option that they had.
You wanna know why?
Why? What do you think? Because I would like to tell the story and look at the positive.
Go ahead, I don't know. Tell your story.
I don't know about whatever else is in the background.
Maybe, okay. This is all, you know, some allegedly. Allegedly.
Congratulations.
Dwayne Wade got herpes and she got herpes. And so, you know, you can't have no baby like that.
So where'd he get a herpes from? He had herpes?
He's got herpes. It had. You don't just get rid of that.
Okay, I understand that being...
This is just what's on the streets. This just was on
so
the streets.
So he got herpes. So who contracted herpes first? Did they come into the relationship?
He had it and she got it from him. You know, because, you know, she was the side piece. Because, you know, Dwayne Wade was still married. You know what I'm saying? To his ex-wife. You know, wanted to be with him from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she went crazy. You know what I'm saying? So he got custody of the sons. And some little chick said D-Wade gave her herpes. And, you know, and then next thing you know, they saying D-Wade got herpes. This is what they saying. And maybe the herpes is the reason why
she couldn't
have.
Okay, well, that might be the reason.
At her age, she's like 40. She old as fuck.
Don't do that.
She old as fuck. She like 47, 48. You know what I'm saying?
How old is he?
Dwayne Wade like 35.
Oh, my. She got that comeback sauce.
And she eat ass, you know what I'm saying? She said she be eating Dwayne Wade ass, so you know what I'm saying? So she nasty, you know what I'm saying? She get down for hers, and that might have been too much for Dwayne Wade. She put that old woman thing on him, and you know. But hey, congratulations to the couple.
Yeah, come back to that.
Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Glad you got it. How does the surrogate thing work? Do it, you get sperm?
I feel like it's supposed to be.
That's somebody else just holding your baby.
Yeah, that's
baby.
All it is.
So that's what all the stars using, doing. That's what all of them doing now.
Because they feel like they don't want, a lot of people don't want to lose their shape and all this other stuff. I feel like that part is selfish. But if you're talking about healthy, having a healthy baby, if you can't carry on your own, because there's some women who cannot carry. They can conceive, but they can't carry. So they'll never have that baby. So if you're in a situation like that where you're having miscarriages only because of the fact that you can't carry the baby to term, then a surrogate may be a viable option. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, I don't know what these people got going on. This is the first time I heard of the herpes scandal. But all I
allegedly.
But all I'm saying is that I wish them the best. I said she's a winner because she's a new mom. And the losing part was because people are coming at her all kind of ways, and it's really hurtful because, I mean, to me, if she was out here telling somebody that, oh, I'm better than you because I had a surrogate, or I'm this, and this, then maybe that would allow somebody to be able to go back and forth with her. But she's just presenting the fact that she has a new bundle of joy to take care of, her and her husband. I don't feel like that's something that she should be ashamed of, how she was able to get this baby. So, you know, congratulations, and I wish y'all nothing but the best.
Yes. From the Procast, we wish y'all nothing but the best from King and Queen Germ. If you got any hate email, send it to beeasy@nappyafro.com. So, yeah, man. Winners is Mike Tirico.
Winner.
He's one of my winners. Mike Tirico is one of my winners because Mike Tirico is a black man who has been living his whole life as a white man and has, I mean, nobody calls him out on it. And, I mean, I know people over the years, like, I was surprised to find out that Mike Tirico wasn't black. But, I mean, he looks damn near black to me. He swears he's Italian. He's from Queens, New York. He said his mom is just as white as that refrigerator. His dad left when he was 4 years old.
Sound black to me.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's seen pictures of his dad. You know, he lost contact with that side of the family. I'm going to tell you why he lost contact with the side of the family. Because they found out your mama was fucking the fucking milkman and your ass is black. You know what I'm saying? You are mixed, my guy. Your mama might be white, but your daddy is not white. You okay? Your daddy is black, Mike Tirico. But I didn't come here to shame you for your choice. I came here to congratulate you because you were the first Rachel Dolezal. You did a reverse Rachel. You check white in that box and people accept you as that. In your heart, you feel you're a white man, but everybody knows that you're black except for you. And, hey, that's amazing. That is amazing. You have did with King Jr. Like, I thought I was going to be doing something new, but you have done it, Mike Tirico. You have done it. Amazing. Amazing. So, Mike Tirico, you are my winner. I just realized you have been on top for a long time, and you are a white man that looks black, and they accept you as a white man, even though black people send you awards for African-American journalism. Like,
for real? I need to Google him.
Yeah, Mike Tirico. Google him. You've seen him before.
I may have, but I just don't know
NBC,
what his name is.
ESPN. Yeah, MiketiRico. Bees, you should make like Mike Tirico like the fucking.
Oh, he said he white?
He said he's white.
This nigga lying. Come on now. What the fuck? This man ain't nobody white. Yeah. Ain't nobody can believe that shit. Hey, like, who?
Images. Look at his younger pictures.
I mean, like, this nigga here. And look at this hair. Motherfucker, your hair is nappy. Look at this shit.
Yeah, look, his images, though. He said he white, though.
He
said his people is from South Italy and all this stuff. And look at some fine one of his younger pictures. That's what you need to see.
All I can tell you is I can see where the nigga had hair at, and the hair was nappy. So that tell me everything I need to know.
What's going on here?
Your finger too big and you're tapping too much shit. He look like he got a fro right now.
Hey, man, look.
He white.
And he's white. So shout out to Mike. Shout out to Mike Tirico. You my winner, son. You my winner.
He keep himself surrounded by white people, though.
Hey, you gotta run the con. Look at that.
I'm talking about the man had a full afro, my
nigga. You gotta run the con all the way out. Now, you wonder why your dad left when you was four. He feels like, yo, this not my fucking baby.
Exactly.
That's why he left. But, you know, not here to slander nobody. My other winners, man.
Winner.
Tom Brown Gladiators, man. Y'all my winners, man. For staying in there through the whole. Shout out to the ones that we had 28 at the beginning. We done whittled it down to about 22. So 22, 23. So y'all are the real gladiators. The mother five couldn't hack it. Whether it was they got hurt, they didn't do their work, or they quit. You know what I'm saying? That was just what it was. So shout out to y'all. Y'all my winners. Win or lose out there tomorrow night. Y'all my winners this week. My losers.
Loser.
Is, hold on, let me get it up. My losers is this guy. His name is... He was a Tinder rapist. He tricked men, then raped them.
Oh, God.
A man is being charged with tricking and then sexually assaulting straight men, and he used Tinder to do it. Duarte Xavier, 33, allegedly posed as a woman on the Tinder dating app and tricked unsuspecting men into having blindfolded sex with him. Duarte has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Police say Duarte used dating websites and apps, including Tinder, to masquerade as a female named Anna and trick men into meeting him. To entice the men, who were all straight, Duarte engaged in social conversations and sent provocative pictures.
So why would they have to say they were all straight?
I guess to let them know. Like, they wanted you to know. Like, oh, I ain't with that, the dudes. Or, I ain't with that gay
Something
shit.
Something had to give you
I ain't with that gay shit.
I don't believe it, but go ahead.
He managed to fool at least four victims in agreeing to meet him for sex over the course of more than 2 years. Duarte insisted that his victims wear a blindfold in a bid to conceal his identity. The incidents took place between February 2016 and April of 2018. Upon arrival, the first victim was directed to a bedroom where he found a blindfold and was told to put it on. He did not suspect something was wrong until the pair began to have sex, at which point he removed the blindfold and flew into a rage upon seeing Duarte was a male. Another incident happened 2 years ago when a 29-year-old man began to message Anna on a dating website and set up an evening meeting in a secluded area of London. Also, these English niggas, you know they freaks. The pair had sex and the victim left the venue entirely unaware that Anna was actually Xavier, and so he agreed to meet again at the same place a few days later. But this time he held off putting on the blindfold and caught sight of the real Anna. He called the police and Duarte was arrested. So, wow. So you're telling me you can get a nigga arrested for tricking you into having sex with them?
I mean, I guess so.
Nigga, no. You embarrassed.
Like I said, bye.
You can't call the police on me. Like, nigga, please. First of all, my nigga, if somebody has to blindfold you, tell them.
No. Like, no. I don't know you.
I'm not
going to
let my wife
everything.
Blindfold me. I'm not letting you, that.
Really?
No.
I'm
going
to do it tonight.
No, we're not.
Okay.
I'm not tying nobody up.
I'll tell
up.
Y'all about it next week.
I'm not tying nobody up, and I'm not getting tied up.
No. I mean, but my thing is, for number one, if I'm fucking a nigga for the first time, I want to see everything. Turn all the motherfucking lights on. Because, first of all, I need to do a whole full body inspection to see what we got going on, to make sure there's no appearance of something that ain't quite right.
Yeah.
So why would I say somebody I've been talking to over the internet, I'm going to go to your house or wherever this location is, and you're going to tie me up, blindfold me, whatever we going to do, I'm not going to be able to look at you?
Nah.
And you want to have sex in the ass, because that's the only way you can have sex. So I'm trying to figure out, like, how did you find the asshole to have sex with the person in the ass? You knew this was a man. You're lying.
Well, that's why I said they lying.
Because the man who's supposed to be straight, you didn't bend over and let a nigga fuck you. That's not what you did.
It must have been just sucking dick or something. It must have been just sucking their dick. It had to, because there's no way.
Because you can't say, I mean, like, a woman who just come to me and say, oh, I like having anal sex. Like, really, a black lady just volunteers to give you the ass on the first date?
And then if you blindfolded, you had to feel them nuts there somewhere.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Nobody,
so, yeah, you're right. It might be
oral. It must just been oral sex. Yeah. But you got caught, and you mad about it, so now you're trying to save
your
because
you done bust nuts in this man's mouth.
Blindfolded.
It feels so good. The next thing you know, now this nigga here, you look up. And you see that just a man laying between your legs.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah. So, you're my loser this week, Mr. Duarte, you're not my loser. My loser is the dudes that call the police on them. Y'all knew what y'all get to. Y'all got yourself blindfolded. You deserve what you get. You blindfolded somebody you just now meeting, letting them, man, hell no.
They kind
of care. No. You should have known that was a man. You'd be like, hold on, man. Your fucking hand's kind of big, bro. Like, what's going on right there? Like, why if new? When a man touch you, it just feel different. Yeah, it don't feel comfortable. How you know? Like, if a man, like, you know, hey, how you doing? Get your fucking hands off me, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just a man, like, with a man, like, put, you know, they out. Nah.
I thought you were saying a good difference. I was like, wait a motherfucking minute. Are you trying to tell me something?
Pause on all that.
Are you trying to tell me something?
You know what I meant. So, yeah. So, yeah, those are my losers. Is there anything else we got to do? Shout outs. You got any shout outs?
Oh, yeah. I want to give a shout-out to Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, anybody representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all, and Jesus in Mississippi.
Hey,
shout-out to you again, my nigga.
Okay, all right, word. All right, Jesus in Mississippi. I still ain't heard from you. You ain't made it be known, and now it's a problem. I'm just letting it be known just like that. It's a problem.
It's not a problem.
It's a problem. It's a problem. Yes. Okay. It's a problem.
Moving on. Who are your shout-outs?
Man, shout-out to B-Eazy, GQ Blue, Saul Wright, Short T.
Short T.
Shout-out to Ruler Myself. Shout-out to Peppy J from B-More. Shout-out to Light Skin Kanye. Shout-out to Drew from D.C. Shout-out to Gerard in Boston. Shout-out to Dr. Brace of everybody at the Dr. Brace Network. That'd be Mr. Wash. That'd be K-Law the Truck Driver. That disrespectful motherfucker MJ. And, of course, Dr. Brace of himself. Go check him out. See what he got going on over there at drabrasive.com. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how to find him. Shout out to the Back Talk Podcast, my dog, Mansa Ray, C. Rich, K, Queen K, Foria, I think that's what your name is. Shout out to the Two Smart Dummies Podcast, the Mama Meets World Podcast. Shout out to Remedy Radio. Shout out to who else be showing us love all the time? It's the TCBL. I think it's TCBL Podcast. I can't think what the letters stand for, but I think that's what it is. And shout out to any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to anybody over at that site to fuck with us. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, and anybody else to rock with the show, man. The long way, short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Whew, man. Another episode in the books, man. Episode 328 of the Mighty Mighty Frocast, presented by NappyAfro.com. Don't forget, call the voicemail 347-201-2572 so we can stop getting creeps just calling us off the Instagram, man, because that seems that we always get these creeps. Hey, hi, the one that said they want to make your toes curl. Please, let us get some more respectable voicemails in there.
Oh, you calling them back, eh?
Ain't nobody calling them back. They transcribe them.
Okay. Man. Ain't no need to get worked up, bro.
I'm not getting worked up. Trust and believe. So, yeah, this your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ, with the blindfold.
And this was the Frocast. And we out this bitch. Ain't no blindfolds. I'm letting y'all know that now. Ain't no motherfucking blindfolds. That will not go down like that.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
We'll see. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com